Hello, everyone. Welcome back to If Plants Could Talk. This is Garrett. I'm your host. This conversation took place on December 3rd, 2023, with my very special returning guest and friend of the show, Freeze-O-Matic, aka Freeze Forms. Freeze joined me virtually from his home in Menifee, California, and he is an avid rock prospector, collector of all things crystals, and of course, plants. Freeze has joined me now several times on the podcast, and it's always awesome getting to learn more about these crystals. We did a lot of show and tell, as we often do with Freeze. So if you are just listening to this podcast, you may want to head over to one of the video options on either Spotify or YouTube. I will make sure to plug links to both of his pages in the description of this episode. Freeze is consistently offering all different kinds of crystals. You may want to send him a message, because I'm sure of it that he doesn't have everything that he has available posted. He did show us some stuff that is for sale and not for sale from his personal collection today. So I hope you guys learned something. I definitely did. I want to take a moment to tell you guys about my sponsors and partnerships. If you scroll down into the description of this episode, you will find links to Mezcala Nursery, located in Long Beach, California, Green Touch Nursery, located in Bellflower, California. Big shout out to Plantly.io. You can type in Plantly.io into your web browser or download the free Plantly app on Android or iOS. If you are interested in becoming a vendor, I have provided the link for you to do so down in the description. Plantly has a Christmas sale going on this month, so definitely click the link and go check them out. It's a great marketplace. If you are not familiar, they are like Etsy, but solely plants and crafts, so check them out. Real Mushrooms is a mushroom supplement company offering hot water extracts in both powder and capsule form. You may be familiar with all of these wonderful mushrooms and their amazing health benefits, like lion's mane, chaga, reishi, shiitake, maitake, cordyceps, all these mushrooms that have been used in Chinese herbal medicine for thousands of years. If you are ready to make a purchase, you can use the link in the description or type in code If Plants Could Talk at checkout, and you will get 10% off your order. They also have pet supplements, so if you're trying to get your cat or your dog on that mushroom game, definitely check out Real Mushrooms. Next up is PlantWave. PlantWave is a device that translates the electrical frequencies and patterns that your plant gives off. In other words, the water moving through your plant creates an electrical frequency, and that is then translated into sound and melodies using the PlantWave app and the PlantWave device. You hook up two electrodes to the leaf of your plant, for example, and then using the PlantWave app, you load different instruments and sound packs into the PlantWave device, and you can tune out of the world and into your plants. If you're ready to make a purchase, there is no code necessary. Just click the link in the description and you will get $15 off your device. And last but not least, we have Bagus Botanicals. Bagus Botanicals is offering a supplement powder that is a nootropic, and it is made out of lion's mane, ginseng, and Metragyna speciosa. They also offer kratom by itself. If you're just looking for the powder by itself, they have that as well. They have different recipes that you can utilize to mix the powder into different kinds of drinks and mocktails. It's a fantastic alternative to things like alcohol and other substances. For me personally, I have seen great benefit in abstaining from other substances and utilizing a plant medicine like Metragyna speciosa. I can't recommend Bagus Botanicals enough. If you're ready to make a purchase, you can click the link or use code If Plants Could Talk at checkout, and you will get 15% off your order. All right, here is Freeze. We've obviously started. Freeze-O-Matic, welcome back to If Plants Could Talk.
Going on, man.
Fourth time, I think, but one of them we didn't air. Something like that.
Yeah. No, we did the same, like about the same time last year.
I think it might be the fifth time. I think we did.
I think
three.
It's the fourth.
Oh, okay.
I think I've done more than anybody, right?
Yeah, I think you've done three published, right? Or only two published? Three published.
And then the one we did January.
Yeah, we didn't publish it because we had connection problems. But now we're here, yep. And we're going.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, man. So Freeze was just telling me about how he doesn't have an internet connection, and I was actually very impressed by this. Do you have a television that you have for guests if they come over?
I mean, there's a television there, but I mean, like I said, there's no DVD player, so there's like nothing you can watch on it. It's just there to make people feel comfortable.
So you would do great in the woods.
It's kind of like it's off-putting. Like you walk into a house and like there's a couch and shit, and like but there's no TV. Like you know, it's I don't want to give off like serial killer vibe, you know?
I could see why. Yes, I could see that. And but I don't have one in my living room, but I could see why you say that. I have one in my bedroom, so there is one, you know. If there wasn't one, yeah, totally. But wait, you would do great living in the woods, like off the grid completely.
Oh, bro, I love camping out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. But like
I
you
do it with
would
Venus all the time.
thrive in that situation.
Yeah, we just fill up an ice chest, take a gun and a big knife, shovels, picks, and axe, and go out and prospect in the middle of nowhere, sleep in the
Nice.
Jeep.
Wicked. I love that. Venus is your dog.
Yep, she is the greatest dog in the world.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a mix of two herding dogs, so she's just, constantly wanting to be on the go. So she's perfect for like all the shit that I love to do.
Can she climb trees?
I'm sure if there was something up there she wanted, she does not like birds. So if she got the opportunity, I bet she'd go up a tree.
I just know those shepherd dogs can climb trees. I want a blue heeler or an Australian shepherd. Those dogs are wicked.
That's part of what she is. She's an Australian Kelpie and Queensland Heeler.
That's my dream come true.
She's a little too smart for her own good.
Sure.
She will absolutely push every single person's boundaries that comes into contact with her.
How old is she?
2.5 years old now.
Have you been raising her for the whole time since she was a pup?
Yep. She was like small enough to fit in the palm of my hand.
Wow. Cool. Best friends.
Oh yeah, like I said, she goes everywhere. Like, she's doesn't need a leash. She's not gonna run off. I'm not worried about her.
Yeah. Super smart.
Too smart.
Yeah. I really could see that for you, Freeze. You living out in the middle of nowhere off the grid one day. Like, you know, I know you're a property owner now, but like, let's say, you know, you retire from the postal service. You got, I'm imagining that they have, what is it called when you retire and there's a fund available for you?
Pension.
Pension. Do they have one of those?
No, but I do my own. They do a retirement automatically. But I do that as well. Like I, do my own obviously. And I have my own stuff that I try and invest in when I can,
Cool.
outside of that.
I could see that for you. Like, could you see that one day? You sell your
It'd be
property and you
cool.
go out to the
It'd
middle of
be
nowhere?
cool, like maybe not like permanently, but like, like part time
Second
of the
home.
year kind of thing.
A second
Yeah,
home.
like have a home base for sure. Because you gotta have somewhere to come home to.
See, not me. I want to get lost out there and stay there forever.
I mean, they're no, you can totally get lost, but it's nice to come home and have like that hot shower.
Oh, I don't mean not like you gotta have the amenities, man, but I mean like somewhere, you know, rural, ice desolate.
No, definitely for sure.
Yeah.
Grow my own food, hunt my own food kind of thing.
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah. Well, you know, Topanga Canyon's a great happy medium between the woods and civilization. I can get to the beach in 30 minutes and get to downtown LA in 45.
How well would Rick do out there?
How long? How
Because
well would
he likes it. He likes it hot and dry.
Who is this?
Wrecking Ball, the tortoise.
Oh, it's too cold.
Oh yeah, see, it's got to be somewhere hot.
Because of high elevation. It gets hot as fuck in the summer, but right now it's in the 30s at nighttime.
Well, I mean, it's getting down to the 40s here. He's got like a heated house I built him.
Oh
It's like
yeah, you
double
guys could do it
insulated.
then.
It's got a heater in there. He puts himself to bed every night.
Yeah, you guys could do it then, but you're already kind of like a little
Oh
more
no, bro! I
rural,
wouldn't be able to
anyways.
feed my tortoise out there, dude. Like he's not cheap to feed.
What does he eat?
He's got to eat like fresh food every day, like veggies, grasses, like all the fucking weeds that are like all the mallow that's growing right now. I'm just picking it every morning.
Yeah, your thing would thrive out here, man. There's greenery, lush greenery everywhere. Yeah, it's the Santa Monica Mountains. There's lots of foraging. There's lots of foraging to do around here. Anyways, but you already live pretty, like you're out kind of in the boonies, right?
Well, compared to everybody else, yeah.
Yeah.
Out in Menifee, Paris area.
Yeah, I just saw a sick compound for $800,000 by near area. It was an acre with a brand new house just built, and it was exactly 1 acre. It was dope. I was like, man, but
an acre's a nice size. Like, I'm not quite that big. Like, you know, I'm not there yet. You know, this is the first place I've ever had, so it's like my starter place. It's just under a quarter acre, so still a lot to work with.
Yeah, that's plenty. And you've utilized your space well. I've seen your yard.
I'm definitely always working on it. I just acquired 220 something bricks. And that's all going to go to like making wrecking balls enclosure a lot bigger.
Cool. Very cool.
So that's my next project.
He really is a little wrecking ball, huh?
Oh, he doesn't give a shit, dude. Dude walks over a cactus all the time just for food.
Does he eat some cactus? Cacti?
He's eaten some cactus that you'd be really surprised by, yeah. Yeah. He's eaten the tops off of rainbow hedgehogs because they had flowers on them.
Gnarly.
So now I've got a double-headed rainbow hedgehog out there.
Oh, nice. So it popped out from getting bitten?
Yep.
Dope.
Dude, he's chowed down on cactus that have like half-inch spikes.
Mm. He really is a wrecking ball.
Like, it's like, what am I going to do with this thing, man? But a lot of the plants back there, he doesn't bother. Like, he doesn't eat most of it. He doesn't even care.
How long do those fucking things live?
These guys, the African spurge, they live to be like 75, 80 years old.
Wow. He could outlive you. That's dope.
Hopefully. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Pass him on.
It means I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can tell you really care about him and you care about your dog. You're an animal person. You care about nature. Can we talk about some of your adventures? Have you been prospecting lately?
I do have a rose quartz prospect I found. But it's on private property, so it's like kind of hard for me to just go out whenever I want. Like, I have to, you know, ask them and it's got to be okay and they got to be there. Mm. They don't want me bringing Venus because of their dogs. So it's like a kind of, it's not my favorite prospect right now, but it's you know, it's a good one.
I mean, that's a dope crystal to be bringing home, though.
I've been like crushing it up and sending it out to everybody. Like, tons of people are using it for top dressing right now.
Not crushing it up and sniffing it.
No, you're not trying to give. I'm not trying to give myself silicosis.
Is that what would happen?
Oh, yeah, bro. That's instant silicosis. Oh,
what about rose quartz in the ass? Would it do that too?
You know what? Me and my friend were actually talking about making like rose quartz butt plugs. So that might be something you guys see me posting soon if we can get that going.
Wicked. But you're gonna seal it so it's not going to cause that, right?
Cause what?
The whatever the fuck you just said.
Oh yeah, no, it's gonna be like all polished up and everything. It'll be fancy,
right? But say it wasn't polished, right? If it wasn't polished and you put a rose quartz in your ass and you left it there, you would get that syndrome.
No. Silicosis is from breathing in like the silica dust.
Mm. I see.
So yeah, like snorting a line of like crushed up rose quartz is like instant silicosis.
Mm.
And okay. It'll cause like all kinds of lung problems, like cancer and shit.
Okay, so the rose quartz in the ass is safe, guys.
Well, yeah, as long as it's, yeah, sometimes. I'm not endorsing putting things in your ass, but like, you know, if you want one, like, I'm going to try and make them.
It depends on how large and how hard
it'll
you jam it in
there. It'll
cure
your depression, it'll align your chakras, whatever you want it to do.
Yeah, totally. That's what I was hoping for. I'll buy one. Let me know, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, I saw some of that loot you got, man. That's pretty cool. Do you have to pay them to go there?
No, they just want me to like keep the spot cleaned up. Like anything I dig out, I got, you know, dig back in before I leave that day. So every time I go back, I have to like redo the work.
Oh shit.
So like I said, I'm kind of like weighing whether or not it's worth it to keep going there or trying to find, like, because clearly there's more out in that area. If I can find it on open land, then I'm good.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, because it's open land out there and, you know, no one really bothers me when I'm just out there digging for rocks.
And most of the time you do this solo, but you also have a couple buddies that you like to do it with too, right?
Oh, yeah. Michael, his Instagram is No Bodie. And Teo Poncho's Haberdashery. Him and his wife, they've been going out with me quite a bit for Tourmaline.
Cool.
All great people, hardworking, and they make it fun too.
Shout out to both of them, especially
Oh yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, he's fucking the man.
He really is.
One
Yeah.
of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
I saw him do a little like an educational video. He was explaining some crystals and some rocks and stuff, and I was like, this is good. I told a comrade, I was like, you have the right voice for this. It was good. I enjoyed it. So
Yeah, no,
keep that
we, him
up.
and I and another buddy of ours, we actually went out, it was what, last March. We prospected for calcite out in the Eastern Sierras.
Dope. How was that?
It was a fun ass weekend. We fucking fished for trout and like a flowing like river, like stream pond. We fucking hiked around looking for some beryl. We were looking for some aquamarines, but we never found it because it ended up being a lot farther than the map like kind of led us to believe. Maybe we're just like wishful thinking. But it was super rough terrain. Definitely would have been too much to bring anything back as far as we would have had to go out. But it was still a fun trip. And on the way out, like there was this one spot we kept driving by. We just kept asking each other about it, like, what do you think that is, man? And we were like, I don't know, it might not be anything. And then I was having was out of weed. I was getting stoned as to the
Uh-oh.
bone there, like up in nature, just enjoying the stars, and so Sam was still sober, and I was like, bro, we gotta go to the dispensary. Like, let's go real quick. And so on the way back, though, we had all tools in the car, and I was like, you know what? Let's fucking stop at that spot. Like, we got like 30 minutes of daylight. Let's check it out. And dude, it ended up being like one of the best prospects we've ever found.
Wicked.
Like, we were finding like seams of calcite, like, almost a foot thick. And then like a layer on top of that would be like jagged dogtooth calcite. So it was all like loose, cool crystals. I actually should have brought some of those out there. I have them all in the house.
Do you have an example of calcite nearby?
No, I do not.
It's okay.
Well, not the kind of calcite I'm talking about. But yeah, no, a lot of people bought that. That was it made great staging stuff. Beautiful top dressing crushed up. So, no, I
Wicked.
definitely want to try and get back out there again and prospect some of that, do some more camping out there. So, get ready, Mike.
So you guys had a good prospect, and then what? You hit the dispensary
No, then it
afterwards?
was getting dark and we had to go back to camp because that the we hit the prospect on the way back from the dispensary.
Oh, on the way back. Okay. So you got stoned and then went and then had the best prospect.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? That was the best stoned idea to stop there.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So yeah, we woke up early the next morning and like dug it out for about an hour before we headed home for the weekend.
That's cool. So how do you go about locating something like this? Do you know based on the geological formations or like based on the soil that's on the ground? Like how do you go about locating these kinds of things?
Certain signs, like you're just certain things kind of form together. There was a dark, like a dark black, rusty crust kind of over all of this stuff, which kind of was like, okay, that means like there's something different here, But you could also see like seams, like small seams, in that crust that led to bigger seams. But it was just a different area that stuck out from all the rest of the rock. Like it was a, you had like your all these, if I don't know if you're familiar with that area of like the Alabama Hills.
No, I studied it in my geology class, but no.
But it's these big boulders all over the place, like these big massive boulders for like just hanging out and like crawling around in. But then it would just be that, and then there was this big huge streak of like yellowish rusty clay, which was like, okay, that means there's something different there. And then when we got closer, it just ended up being like these big huge seams of that calcite.
Nice. And that's a hot spot for other stuff too, right?
Like I said, we were looking for like the beryllium, the aquamarines and stuff out there. But like I said, there is a lot of stuff.
Was that under
We
the
brought I
ocean at
brought
all?
home I brought home a bunch of serpentine from
Cool.
that trip too.
Nice. That's blue, right?
No, that's a green one.
Oh, it's green. Okay. I don't know shit. That's cool. Was that spot under the ocean at one point?
Well, a lot of those mountains were, and they just got kind of pushed up. Venus going.
Cool. So you have some crystals nearby that you can show us?
I totally have some crystals nearby. Give me a color.
Okay, green. Let's go green.
Green. Oh, that was a good one. That you picked a good color there, because I got a big fucking green
Holy
rock.
shit.
So these are fluorite crystals. They're all square. Like, they're hard to see in this camera.
It looks good, dude.
But, they got a nice sparkle to them. And this shit is sharp. Like, you don't want these to break. This shit is sharp as glass. So I've cut the fuck out of myself, like, on this edge here, like, once or twice. But yeah, this got to the other side.
Did you prospect this or purchase this?
No, this was something I purchased.
Okay. And is that considered a geode or no?
No, this would have been a seam inside of like a cave somewhere, like they, like a prospected mine they drilled out. Probably looking for other minerals. Like, I'm sure there was other stuff with this, but yeah, this
So
side here is like
cool.
really small, tiny little squares.
It's so cool that the earth creates that, man.
Yeah, green. That was a good one to start with.
What separates that from a geode?
Because a geode would have been like a geode is formed when like a gas pocket gets trapped in like lava or something, like magma forming. It's like bubble gets trapped and whatever gases are in there form like your gases, minerals form your crystals and stuff. This would have been like a seam, probably formed in like a clay in between rocks or something. Because these would have been had to have like space to form these cubes.
Well, what
Like
kind of
same with
rock
like
is it
Portland.
growing out of?
Honestly, I don't know.
That's okay.
I'm not sure what the host rock is on this.
Host rock. That's a cool
Yeah, the ma
terminology.
it'd be the Matrix. It's the Matrix rock.
Ooh, even better word. I like that. The Matrix.
Like that's the core of it.
The crystals live in the Matrix, man. So do we.
So
Wicked. Thanks
yeah,
for explaining that.
cubic green fluorite.
Cool.
And I got another green one here. I got a couple green ones here.
Let's work through the
That's it.
greens.
Green was good. This is dioptase.
Never heard of it.
This is not a very common mineral to get, and it's hard to see because like there's not a whole lot of light out here. But there's like a really nice crystal like right in that pocket. But this whole thing is like
You see. Ooh.
covered with them.
It's a little darker
Yeah.
hue.
Yeah, but yeah, so like I said, this is not a super common one when you find. I acquired this at a what's it called? What are they? Estate sale. Dude,
Ooh.
estate sale is a fucking place to get rocks.
For real?
Oh, totally, dude. Like,
Plants too, right?
because people are just trying, yeah, totally. But like, people are just trying to sell shit, you know? Like, let me show you an estate sale rock. So this is vanadinite on barite blades, calcite blades. I'm not sure
Cool.
which one, but it's sparkly as fuck.
Vanadinite. Vanadinite. That is very sparkly.
And yeah, like this is like an expensive ass fucking like specimen rock, bro. And I paid like $25 for it.
Nice.
And so this is like definitely like personal collection stuff, like something I would not be willing to part with. Because I would never be able
MFS.
to, I'd never be able to get a piece like this again.
That's wicked cool, man.
So like this is something I definitely value.
See, if it were me at an estate sale, I'd be like getting the sage out when I got home and cleaning it. I gotta cleanse this fucking crystal. God only knows what's in this thing, man. What else you got there?
Let's see. This is something I got recently. A friend brought back from Mexico for me.
Ooh, that one's
This is a
pretty.
Veracruz amethyst plate, and it gets even better.
Wow.
So this thing is just covered in all these little amethysts, and they're just like ever so purple, like light purple.
That's beautiful, man.
But yeah, no, this is definitely another like specimen piece that's like personal collection, not leaving kind of thing.
It's trippy, dude. All the different formations and directions it's going.
And it's hard to see, but like it's all skeletal at the top. So like the crystal growth is like all like pocketed and like kind of crazy. Like you can see on this side, there's like clay still in there that got stuck. So like, yeah, this is definitely like a specimen piece. It's one of my favorite.
Skeletal.
Yeah, bro, like we got this in Mexico for fucking nothing. Like
Oh,
this would
yeah.
go like this goes something like this in one of the crystal stores in LA goes for like hundreds of dollars. Dude, this was like $30 in Mexico.
Fat come up. You should go down there and for resale purposes.
Dude, I kind of am like getting those things going on.
Wait, what? You're gonna do that? Is that what you're saying?
I'm definitely yeah, no, I'm trying to get something like that set up.
Mexico is
Have some
wicked, man.
smaller one, some smaller Veracruz amethyst too that I got from the same friend.
Cool.
So
Nice,
yeah,
man.
they're pretty nice little things. It's hard to see though. But I can definitely show these like in the light another time.
Looks like it belongs on a ring, dude.
Oh, totally, dude. It'd be a great fucking.
Yeah, chunky little ring.
Or like a nice fat amulet.
Have you ever done any of that wire wrapping stuff?
Nah, bro, I don't give a fuck
Too
about that
hippie for
stuff.
you?
I can't, dude. I could not sit there and like do this for hours. Like,
You're actually really good at building things. So I feel like
yeah, but you
you'd
know
be
what?
good at
That's just
making
not like
jewelry.
something like that interests me. So like, I wouldn't be good at it, and I would instantly hate it.
I hear you. Yeah.
I got another green one here. I got a couple more green ones.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is another nice sparkly one.
That's cool.
That's Epidote, and this is another estate sale by.
Is it the same estate sale or a different one?
Yes, it is the same estate sale.
Wow, you came up.
Oh yeah, no, bro. Like I said, I scour these places, and then you start getting friendly with like people, and like they're like, you know. Like I tell them I know what I'm looking at. Like I'm, you know, I tell them what I do, and they're like, "Oh, really?" And like they're like, "You should definitely have these." Like 9 times out of 10, like they want you to have it.
Yeah, they're more willing to part with it for because they want you to have it. That's great.
Like when someone sees like you're really into it, like
Yeah.
they're yeah, like they're into it.
Yeah, we had a garage sale one time, and anytime someone came that loved plants, I was like, "Here, take more."
Yeah, I got plenty. Have some more. And I do that with rocks, dude. Like, I give rocks away all the time.
Yeah. I've
Like,
got
I've,
some
like,
from you.
9 times out of 10, like, I've got a rock in my pocket and I'm just gonna randomly give it to somebody.
Yeah. Michael's like that too. He's hooked me up with some cool shit. Made some cool trades and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got this guy here. This is one of the tourmalines, from, my prospecting spot locally.
Looks flawless.
It's pretty close, dude. I mean, it's like chipped up on the edge here. But other than that, it is like this is super high quality stuff, man.
So
Like
is
I'm
this
like
not
I am like
tourmaline then?
no, this is tourmaline.
No,
Like
is
this
this
is
not tourmaline?
black choral tourmaline.
Is this not tourmaline? That's what I'm asking. Because it looks so different.
I can't see. Let me make yours bigger. It is.
It's
It's
just
just
not
it's
as
a bigger
pretty.
piece. It's just not the same quality.
Okay. Yeah, I
But,
see
oh,
you
that's
with
way
these.
better, dude. I made your screen bigger. I didn't know I could do that before.
I see you with those tubey ones, and I have like a
Yeah,
couple small tubes, but those are really cool.
this is like that. This was definitely like longer when I was like, extracting it, but like, you know, they break. I'm smashing this fucking rock that they're in with a hammer, so you know, what do you expect?
Yeah. Well, still, it looks gorgeous.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely lucky to have found this prospect here. Like this is my favorite dig of so far that I've ever found in my life.
I'm gonna get some of that from you, man. Is there more still?
This is the last piece I
Oh,
have
damn
of like
it.
this quality.
But you're gonna go back there, right?
Oh, totally, totally. It's just a matter of having time right now. Like the holidays are here, so I'm working a shit ton. Like Christmas packages are already through the roof.
Yeah, I
Like
bet.
I don't know the fuck are you people are getting all this money when like everything's so expensive.
For real, dude. I haven't bought
It's
shit for myself in so long. I never shop for
Oh yeah,
myself
no, dude.
anymore.
I'm hardly buying stuff for myself. It's like we're like everything's so expensive. How does everybody have all this money to get all this stuff?
For real, man.
And I'm not complaining about my job. Trust me, like, I love my job, but I definitely wonder, like, what the fuck's going on?
Let's be real. Surviving right now is hard for anybody that's not, like, considered over middle class, you know? It's tough.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, man. Gas.
Yeah, why do you think that's why I'm always trying to sell these rocks, bro. Like, I got bills to pay, too.
Support Freeze-O-Matic, a.k.a. Freeze Forms, by purchasing some rocks. Well, maybe this will inspire some people, you know?
Buy my rocks.
Yeah, man. Just reach out to them.
For you guys. I don't keep all these rocks. I don't need all these rocks in my yard.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what this podcast is for. So I hope that this leads to a few sales, man.
No, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be great.
I've definitely done some good sales. Like, I definitely appreciate all you guys. Like, especially those of you that, like, get stuff for me all the time.
Yeah, that's great, man. I'm glad. You build pots too, right? You build rock pots.
I do. It's been a minute since I've been working on one. I actually have one sitting right there staring at me that's, like, saying that it wants to be finished. And it's been sitting there for, like, a month now.
Finish me.
And it's really just a matter of, like, filling in the lines. Like, it's, like, done. It's, like, put together.
We've seen them here before. If you go back, I don't know, a couple episodes ago with Freeze, you can see his rock pots for sure.
And then I did do something the other day. I bought this like 3-pound lava rock at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like 80 cents, 89 cents or something. And I drilled like some big old fucking holes in it with a mason drill. And I'm going to try and find some like little plants, like some epiphyllanthias or something, and like plant them in there, see how that works.
Cool. So it's a solid rock? It's a solid lava rock?
Yeah, no, it's a solid, like, big lava chunk. Like, light as fuck, though.
I imagine it's great for plants because it's so porous, the water will just, like, run right through it, right?
Yep, and, like, I'm saving all the dust from drilling it out so I can, like, sprinkle it as the top so it, like, blends in.
Yeah. Forgive me for being dumb, but do you know, are there plants that grow out of lava naturally?
Solely? I don't know, and I've been meaning to, like, look it up.
Solely
just
lava.
So I can, because I want to find something that really will like thrive in there.
Right.
I'm sure there is.
Well, people use it in their mix all the time.
I do. I have a lot of like smashed up lava rock in my mix.
Yeah. I use it for top dressing more than anything, but I know it goes great in mix as like helping.
Good for keeping airy. Like your soil aerated. Yeah.
Yeah. You got some more crystals down there, man.
Totally got.
I need
more
to see some more rocks, man.
How about this pink one?
What the fuck is that?
This is pink. God, what's the fucking word? Dodecahedrithiol. I totally like didn't say that correctly.
How some could of you, know you possibly say that correctly?
Like some of you know what I'm trying to say. They're
say
not
again.
Cubes.
Say it again.
I'm not even gonna try and say that again. Not even gonna make an attempt.
Three times fast.
Oh, couldn't say it one time correctly. But yeah, this is a nice pink, cool rock. This is something I bought from some old man at a sale out in Joshua Tree. Nice. He was like hawking rocks, and I like to support the guys that sell rocks too. So,
fuck yeah,
got this. Yeah, but this is another nice cabinet piece.
Yeah.
I got this guy here. This is one of the best ones I brought out.
Oof.
Yes.
Ooh, nice my big, goodness.
All these nice calcite crystals in here. Look at that.
Yeah, that thing is sexy. It looks like a dinosaur egg, nice. Man.
Yeah, no, these are super cool. I fucking love these things. I've definitely sold a few of them to some of you guys, traded them out for plants. I actually offered this one up for sale, but nobody wants it.
So is that a geode?
So the word's totally escaping me right now, what it is. And some of you are probably like screaming like, oh, what's this?
There's probably very few of them that are screaming because, I don't know, maybe there are.
No, there's definitely people that know what they're called, like that are going to watch this and be like, Freeze, you totally fucking messed that one
it's
up.
It's a spiritual fucking egg. All right, and it gave birth
to
an angel.
Yeah, I can say because I can't remember the word. Like I said, I'm a little stoned, so
A little stoned, but not too stoned, he said.
Not too stoned, never too stoned.
I feel like an angel was born out of that thing when you opened it, when it got cracked open. What do you say? It's calcite inside?
Yeah, it's all like calcite crystals in there. And like the black is all druzy and sparkly.
It's very cool.
Like,
man.
I'm not sure how well it shows up on that.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
But yeah.
I love how the outer
like,
part.
The name of this will come to me like by the end of the podcast, hopefully.
Blurt it out when it does, man. Blurt it out.
I definitely will. I brought some minis out too. Some minis from the shelf to show off.
What's a mini? What does that mean?
A mini. This is a mini.
Oh, dinky. Is it fool's gold?
Yes, this is pyrite. These are nice pyrite cubes, and there's like tiny little quartz crystals growing in between all of them.
Wow. That thing's wicked.
But yeah, this is what I mean by minis, because most of my specimen pieces are like bigger pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a whole lot of minis unless they're like really nice.
How common is it to find pyrite amongst quartz like that?
Pretty common. Quartz is like a... Quartz grows like with a lot of stuff. Like, it's pretty common. Like, it's one of the most common rocks like on Earth.
Mm.
Like you find quartz everywhere. Here's another mini.
Whoa.
This is a very sparkly mini. So this is all smoky quartz on pegmatite with orange garnets.
Whoa. What about that combination? Is that common?
In some areas, yeah. Like from where this mine was, I have actually really big pieces of like smoky quartz that are covered in these garnets in the house.
Dude, that thing is dope. I like that a lot.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite minis right here.
It's like it looks like an everlasting gobstopper, a crystal everlasting
gobstopper. It does. It looks like candy.
Yeah. But
then this guy here is another smoky quartz. Oofy. With blue cubic fluorite on it.
Wow.
So I'm going to make my screen big so I can see how well this shows up.
Maui Waui.
There's my camera.
There you go, right there.
Hmm. So yeah, these are nice blue cubes growing on some nice dark smoky quartz. Like, these things are super saturated.
Yeah, man.
So it's like
even
a twin there.
Even that smoky quartz is so dark.
Like, even with the light behind it.
Yeah. Wow. Smoky as fuck.
Let's see. Oh, I got one that I prospected. Here's a mini that I prospected. This is a watermelon tourmaline.
Watermelon,
like a twin tourmaline. Watermelon tourmaline.
Wow.
Like, this is probably one of the best pieces I've ever dug up myself.
So it's hard to get a big one of those.
No, there's bigger ones, but like, bro, I don't have like mining equipment. I have like a hammer and a pick.
Yeah.
And like a big yellow fucking crowbar.
So when I imagine you were saying earlier, like it would have been hard to pack out like in this area because it's so far. So you can only like get what you can fucking carry in a bag or something if you're on a big mission.
Right,
somewhere that you can't
and, like,
pull your car up.
I try and drive as close as I can to it.
Sure.
But no, man, I'll walk miles with heavy shit. It is what it is. If I want it, I'm going to get it. If I go that far, I'm going to make it happen.
Nice.
I've definitely walked miles carrying like full 5-gallon buckets of rocks. Like, definitely more than like 3 miles, like doing that.
Damn. Multiple trips.
No, I'm not making multiple trips, dude.
Okay, only way you can do it one.
Because we're talking miles here. We're talking miles and heavy shit. I'm going to get it done. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I will figure out a way to do this the first time.
Wicked. Have you ever stumbled on any gold?
No, but I've never gone looking for it.
You got a pan for that, right?
I don't know. I've been seeing a lot more of it. Like, a lot more of it's like coming across my feed.
Gold's making a comeback.
Gold's never not
going away.
But yeah, it's never gonna go away.
Yeah.
Gold, you know, it's just too valuable.
So you never tried, you never wanted to? I've always wanted to pan for gold.
So the only place that I know of to do that I would want to go do it, there's like, you know, all these like back rivers up here in the Ortega Mountains, kind of close to me. So, you know, the place where we hiked to today, there's usually, you know, after a good rain, there's like a waterfall and a river there. And I definitely would like to try that area because I know there's abandoned gold mines out in the Ortegas. And I know when like good storms come through, stuff gets churned up.
That sounds nice. I would
But
love
like
that.
the walk to to that little stream, river, waterfall is about 2 hours.
Imagine though, if you just got like a huge come up of gold that could
Oh,
just
bro, I'd be
sustain
worth.
you.
Oh, yeah, it's a dream, dude. Trust me, my dream is to never have to work again.
Me too, man. Shit. I've only started working more and more lately too. I was like loving part-time life, but now I'm back to the grind. Full-timey.
Okay,
I want
no,
some gold,
I'm
man.
ready to retire. I'm ready to retire again.
Yeah. If I could farm all day, have some goats, grow some
Oh yeah.
veggies and just tend the land all day, that would be it, my dream. Like a hobbit in the woods.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, man. What else you got over there? Let's move on to a new color.
What color are you thinking?
Blue.
Blue. I already showed the blue ones. I have another blue one.
Okay, red.
All right, you already grabbed this blue one.
Okay.
So we got some more smoky quartz on with blue cubic fluorite.
Wow.
Red. I don't have any red over
I'm
here.
liking the minis, man. Well, you tell me, what color do you have?
Like, I
Orange.
got this guy here. This is some more of an adonite.
That thing's sparkly.
It's got a nice sparkle to it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's a nice piece.
I like that.
I got this at the same time, at the same estate sale as that other one. This is
Man, they had
definitely
some
one I
good
would part
stuff.
with. If anybody wants this one, this one's available.
All right.
It is sparkly as fuck. There's some more of an adonite here. Some of it just fell off, actually.
Nice.
So it's not
Whoa.
as lustrous on this side. It's a little more tan, but as you like go around, it's
I
a little
like
more
it. It's
red.
like a gradient. Yeah. I'm liking the minis, man.
So that would be the red. Oh, here's a good one. This is close. This is the closest thing I have to red. And this is like not a common thing. Crystallized rose quartz. Like, it's not very common to find points. I know it's hard to see
I
this
do
light.
see.
But yeah, this is really nice stuff.
So because it goes in the point formation that considers it crystallized.
Yep, this would be crystallized. These are terminated crystal rose quartz, like I said. Usually you find it like just big stone form. This is not something you'll find too often.
Yeah, mine are all smooth.
So yeah, that's definitely a special one I brought out, and it's really nicely etched. I wish it was like better light out here so you guys could see like how etched it is.
That's
Got
cool.
all kinds of like crazy designs in it. Definitely
Yeah.
nice crystals.
Some good old rose quartz.
But that's definitely the closest to red. And honestly, that's I got one more.
Some rosé for your bouteille.
I got one more here.
Oh, that
I
one's
got this.
definitely for your booty.
It's a little jagged. I wouldn't know about that. It's kind of rough. So yeah, this is a twin terminated quartz covered with really, really small barite crystals. It's going to be probably impossible to see in this camera. But it's got some purple fluorite growth at the bottom of it.
Nice.
So yeah, this is definitely a cool piece.
I'm gonna have to get a twin terminated crystal for my partner and her twin sister. They would love
That's
that.
what you do. You definitely do.
Twin Terminated. So what else has been going on for you?
Nothing.
A lot of working.
Working just kind of started. Like it's just picking up. Like this is the first week it's been busy, but like other than that, like I'm not really doing a whole lot.
Have you seen any of the plant folks recently? Gone to any of those gatherings or anything like that?
I have not, dude. I have not, like, in the loop.
Me neither, man.
I haven't really been doing anything with it. I just don't have the time. And if I've got the time, I don't got the money.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, you know, going out there spending money. It's, like, spending money on gas to get places.
For sure.
It's got to be, like, something that you take into consideration now.
Yeah. Dude, gas was $7 like last month in Malibu, right by my house. $7. It was over $7.
Everyone's like, oh, it's going down. No, fuck that. It's still above $4 a gallon. You guys are stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how we willingly accept, like, we're like, oh, thank you for $5 gas. That's still crazy. That's still insane. But
yeah, what is wrong with you guys?
For real. If there's one thing that I feel like that the society should rise up for, it is freaking gasoline, man. Because like someone brought it up before, like if nobody bought gas for one day, it would like fuck the oil industry over.
So at the beginning of October, I drove out to Texas to go see my family. Dude, I paid $2.73 a gallon for gas out there.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Texas. That's
like dope. I was honestly thinking about like buying fucking like jugs, like gasoline jugs, and like filling them up for my trip home. So when I got to California, I didn't have to spend $6 a gallon.
For real, man. You could fill up like 10 5-gallon like little containers. That'd be great.
Fortunately, I just didn't have room in my Jeep.
Yeah. It would smell bad too.
I love the smell of gasoline. You don't love that smell?
I like it. I can dig it.
You gas up and you get that, you roll right into that fume.
In my Volkswagen bus, it always smelled like gasoline. So it was like just a familiar smell. And other people would be like, oh my God, I have a fucking headache being in here. But I was like, oh, I love it.
I think we figured out what's wrong with us.
Yeah, a few things. One of the many things. Man,
I think the last rock I got here is one more that I prospected.
Ooh, what is it?
This one is so dark and it looks like it's black, but it's actually green.
Mm.
This is Epidote. And this is Epidote. like such a perfect crystal.
Epidote, though.
I got this out in the hills of in the hills of Beaumont.
Cool. Very cool.
Like, there was another one next to it, and it just shattered to bits. I was like so sad. It was attached to that spot right there.
Mm.
And it just shattered to like billion pieces.
If you were a big baller, would you fucking get some mining equipment? Like, what would be the next level up to the equipment?
Oh no,
that you're
I would
using?
Just start buying fucking giant fucking specimen crystals. I wouldn't even
wholesale or something.
Yeah, no, I would have like a massive like. Ridiculous crystal collection.
So you're saying that you wouldn't, like, if you could?
No, dude, I like hitting out there and digging with my shovel, smashing
that shit.
Like maybe I'd get myself like a small bobcat, but that's about it. Like it's like a therapy, dude. Like that rock needs to be broken. You know, that rock needs to be broken. Like you can see the treasure in it. Like it's sticking out. It's poking at you. It's haunting you.
Mm.
Like, no, I don't want like machinery to do this. Like I enjoy like doing that.
That makes sense. It's part of the experience.
Oh, totally. Like a rock means so much more when you've put the work into actually like pulling it out of the rock that it's been in for millions of years.
Yeah. They say give a man a hammer and everything looks like nails, but if you give Freeze a hammer, everything is fucking crystals.
Everything looks like treasure.
Hell yeah.
And no, I've smashed some big ass, I've smashed like 300-pound quartz boulders to get this stuff out, man.
Hey, who did that video of you fucking smashing rocks, man? That was cool.
The time-lapse one?
I don't know. I saw like a very high quality, well edited video of you fucking smashing rocks.
I think that was Teal Poncho.
Was
it was
it?
One of his reels, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, no, they did a good job on that, man. It was that was one of the first trips we went out there, and they put that together.
Nice. Very cool. How are your plants?
Yeah. Oh, my plants are doing great. It's a little cold. Some of them are not happy, but, you know, it is what it is this time of year.
Yeah. You've been
like
doing
all my
any...
winter growers are thriving.
Yeah. What do you got for winter growers?
I got this big old Dioscorea back there that you guys can all see trailing up. There's actually two of them.
I see that.
One there, and one here, and one over there.
What is that, Elephantitans?
Yep. And then there's I got a Hemicrypta over here. You can't see, it's out of frame. And then on this side, I've got the Boea voebilis going up.
Mm.
It's actually not even on this side of the shelf. It's just grown over so far that it's taking over.
Nice. And is this like a hoop house that you're in?
No, that's just the little shade structure. We're outside.
Mm. No, yeah, but I meant like, I don't know. I thought it was like a greenhouse or something that you built.
No, it's just a carport with some shade cloth over the top.
Clever. Very clever. Nice.
Yeah, when it rains, I just throw a tarp over it and call it good.
Nice, man. You been doing any grounding? You got any grounded stuff that you did recently?
Recently, I've been bringing in a lot more rocks, a lot bigger rocks, and like doing some landscaping.
Nice.
A lot, particularly out front, because I thought out front looked kind of boring.
Mm.
Like, I don't show everybody out front very often, but there's all the good plants are out front too.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. You never showed it. We've done tours of your land, and I've never seen it.
I'll definitely have to show you the front sometime. Maybe I'll post it on Tuesday on my day off.
Yeah. Well, I also just need to get my ass out there, man. I know the last couple of times we talked about it, I fucking flailed it. So we should definitely.
Yeah, man. We'll take you to go dig your own tourmaline.
Okay. Yes. Please. I would love that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's exactly the type of rock I would want to go prospect for, too.
Well, I gotcha.
Grounds and protects you from negativity freeze.
Maybe we should make butt plugs out of that one.
Yes. Some black tourmaline butt plugs are in the works. They're on their way. Collaborative.
I think it might be a little too fragile to try and shape that stuff.
Yeah. That makes sense. We'll do some If Plants Could Talk times Freeze-O-Matic crystal butt plugs one day. It's the type of merch I need. For sure.
Like I said, I'm working on getting started on working on prototypes. So that's definitely, I said, it's definitely in the works.
You said amethyst? Is that what you're doing?
Rose quartz.
Rose quartz. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. So that would be easier to shape?
It's just what I have access to.
Mm. I got a lot of it.
I got access to rose quartz, so let's make the best of it.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, I know there's people that you'll sell out 100%.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Certain, like, the freaks in the crystal community, you'll sell out.
Yeah, no, I got plenty of friends in the king community. They would instantly like put it out there and they'd be gone in seconds.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, crossing over into other territories too. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to reach every interested party.
Yeah. Every subculture.
There's no shame. There's no shame on this side.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you know, the more the merrier. Well, this has been fun, Freeze, and I'm really glad we finally got to do this again. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll get this cut up and post some previews and stuff. I'm hyped to be podcasting again. This is the first podcast I've done in several months, so I'm glad it was with you. And,
I had to come on it with you, man.
Yeah, man. I should.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise. I should post it no later than Friday, and for reasons I'll tell you off the air in a moment. But again, thank you. All right.
No, I'm glad to like be able to like come on and do this with you as many times as I have.
Well, you're always welcome, and you know, if you ever have an idea that you want to run by me, I know you're not much of a planner, which is another thing I like about you. But, you know, if you ever got an idea, just let me know, man. We'll do it.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Well, you know, I'm always down to volunteer when you've got the time and nobody's available.
Thank you. Freeze-O-Matic, aka Freeze Forms. Make sure you support his shop. Or well, if you support him directly, but make sure you support his hustle, man. And send him a message if you're looking for some crystals or in the future some rose quartz
top
butt
dressing.
Plugs.
I'm getting into top dressing too, guys. I should have totally mentioned that. I'm getting cool. Everything together to like start get some top dressing sales going, like gathering up a lot of material.
Nice. So yeah, dude, bag those things up in those fancy bags, and yeah, I'll advertise them in the beginning of every episode if you start pushing some top dressing, man.
I'll have to start sending it to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. All right, again, Freeze-O-Matic. All right, if everyone could please like, review, and subscribe to the podcast and hit that share button, we would both appreciate that greatly. All right, peace.
Good night.